catch them in the pasture, run them in the pen, work them on the Sundays, do it all again. Race them in the sand, buck them in the mud, drip a cowboy's sweat, bleed a cowboy's blood.
I'm Zeke Thurston, 2016 World Champion Saddlebrock Rider, and you're watching the Peppert Stewart Show.
That's your fault. Sorry. But you ended up here. I don't know why you clicked it. That is a choice you made, and you have to live with the choices that you make. Some choices will end you up in jail for long amounts of time for not verifying ages or identification, but that happens. A lot of stuff's happened today. We possibly should have Bree Bagwell joining us to talk about her new album coming out. We'll have that. There is a book out called Branded, and this book, I just recently found out about it. This book is insane. I read, the first chapter. It's about some stuff that happened up here in North Texas, the biggest cattle rustling story that you may or may not know. So we've got that for you. We should be talking to the author at some point today. And, I think this is a book. You know, everybody wants to make a book into a movie. This is a book that could be made into a movie. And the person that could take this book and make it into a movie, the one and only Taylor Sheridan. I bet if he was to get a hold of this, which I might have to reach out to some folks, but if he was to get a hold of this book, he could turn it into a movie like you've never seen. If you think Yellowstone is crazy, you should read this book. But good stuff. What else we got? The American Rodeo's got some stuff going on. They've added some stuff to it since Teton Ridge has taken over. They've got some stuff coming up. Cow stuff, we got that for you. Cattlemen are concerned with biotechnology. We'll tell you about that. What's the benefits of curling? You want to curl? Throw it out there nice. No, culling. Somebody made a typo. I don't know who wrote this. Culling your open heifers. And PRCA rodeo stuff's going down. The Mic'd Up series. They've got a series mic'd up, where they're mic'ing up different athletes. We got a good one for you. Today, the PBR teams is happening. It's happening in Fort Worth, Texas. I don't know what day you're staring down the communication device you're looking at, but Fort Worth, Texas has an event going down. And as always, for stuff happening, if you go to Pepper Stewart Show, we've got contests and things going down a lot of the time for tickets for different events, especially when they happen in North Texas. So depending on when you're staring at me, go look. You might could win tickets. What else we got? Pluto TV. That's not another name for your ex-girlfriend in Spanish. It's called Pluto TV. Check it out. A lot of events happen there. The PBR is on there with Ride Pass. Look at that. Your odd news. We got good stuff for your odd news. Do you know who makes the most sandwiches in a line? We got that for you. I didn't know that was a thing, but we like to bring you guys the Guinness World Records for random stuff, and we got one for making sandwiches. And then another pig on the loose. A monkey on the loose that's pigging around. I don't know who wrote this and typed this up, but it's terrible. Because it says pig, but then it says monkey. So I don't know. There's a monkey loose in England. We got that for you. What are you watching on Netflix? That has been some good stuff. We got some things for you to check out, some things that we're watching. Watched quite a few things on Netflix. We'll tell you about that. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. You got any clickers over there clicking? Sure. So the American. What's going on with the American? They have decided to do some more stuff. Since Teton Ridge has gotten involved, they're going to have the Performance Horseman at the American. So for the first time in history, the top five riders from Cutting and Reined Cowhorse and Rani will compete in a new format for $1 million hair prize. The American Performance Horse will make its debut on Friday, March the 10th in Arlington, Texas at the American Rodeo, which will happen in the barbecue pit over there in Arlington. They've moved from AT&T Stadium over to the new Texas Ranger Ballpark, which looks like a giant barbecue grill. And that's where it's going to happen. Let's see. It's the first of its kind in team format as well. The American Performance Horse is a prestigious competitive exhibition that is supported by the American Quarter Association, the National Cutting Horse Association, and the National Reined Cow Association, the Paint Horse Association, and the NHRA. So they're all getting in on the action. Let's see. I don't know. I'll tell you what. You watch it and you see what you think. I'm tired of reading this paper.
We're so excited to have the American Performance Horsemen because we want to celebrate these amazing animals and athletes. We want to elevate and continue to provide opportunities and resources because I think broader audiences are going to be absolutely blown away by what they can do.
The American Performance Horsemen has come together with NCHA, NRHA, and NRCHA, taking the top five open riders to have a chance at winning $1 million.
You get the top five guys in each event, you got the best of the best.
I think it's going to be an amazing watching experience for everybody that's in the audience.
The American Performance Horseman is just something that's going to expose our industry to so many people around the world.
It's beyond exciting.
I'm very enthusiastic about where it's going to go and the broader implications to the Western lifestyle.
I think it's huge that all the associations are coming together because that's the only way to really take it to another level. Until we do things together and we don't do it individually, I don't think that it could ever be done.
I believe the American Performance Horseman is finally on a stage that has been a long time coming.
The possibilities are endless. The production of it, the show that's going to be put on, to watching the horses and these athletes down there competing for, you know, money that's going to truly change our lives.
That's going to be a good show. I think I might just go for that. I may make an appearance there. I know my media team will be there. My media team is already lined up for the NFR this year, headed to Vegas. So we'll be working on that too. Speaking of working on stuff, we're going to get into some cattle concerns with stuff. And a concern that I have is this. There's so many diseases, viruses going on. One of my cows I noticed the other day has got some warts on her back. So now I got to get a vaccine for warts. It's on her back, so it probably was an STD. So what I'm wondering is, with all these vaccines and stuff that's going down, you got mad cow disease, chicken pox, the swine flu, bird flu, monkey pox, COVID. I mean, if I get sick, I don't know where to go. I go to the doctor, I go to the vet. I mean, where do you go with all these animal diseases? So you got to go somewhere, right? All right, let's pick an animal. Let's do this. Let's see what's going down and why the cattlemen are concerned about biotechnology's executive order. What is this all about? Now I know. Right here, first one. President Joe Biden signed an executive order on advancing biotechnology. Can he spell that? I was wondering. Which, although welcomed by some of the agriculture sector, was met with concerns from cattle industry groups, which viewed the statement on cultured cell meat contrary as a way to address food security. I don't know if test tube meat is going to be food security or taste any better. The White House executive order on advancing biosecurity and biomanufacturing innovations for a sustainable, safe, and secure American bioeconomy outlines a whole of government approach to advance biotechnology and biomanufacturing towards innovation solutions in health, climate change, energy, food security, agriculture, supply chain resilience, and the national and economic security. That sounds so ridiculous. Because you can't just, climate change, let's put climate change in here. Really? You can buy that? No, you can't buy that. What you can do is stop building all these dang neighborhoods and subdivisions everywhere. That's what you could do if you want to be, change the climate. Quit putting pavement everywhere. Let's see. On its face, the executive order promotes a science and risk-based system to support the developed and use of products of biotechnology, says the U.S. Cattlemen Association. The U.S. cattle producers are regular consumers of products developed using biotechnology from livestock feeds delivered from genetically modified ingredients to medically important vaccinations administered to the livestock to treat and prevent diseases. I don't get what is happening here. Let me scroll down and see if there's any substance to this rambling. Because so far, it's just a bunch of rambling. Those in the cultured meat industry welcome the nod by the administration for cultured meats. I don't see how... Where are you making the meat from? Are you just dumping a bunch of stuff in a bucket and then it clumps together? I mean, are you using real meat to make meat? I don't... Maybe it'll tell me if I keep reading. Unfortunately, we are extremely disappointed that this executive order also addresses fake meat production under the use of food security. Supporting cell-cultured fake meat products is a wrong approach. The administration should remain focused on supporting farmers and ranchers. USCA President Brooke Miller adds a cultivated... The cultivation of animal cells for human consumption does not further the goals of the Biden administration in supporting independent agricultural producers. Instead, it promotes corporate and consolidated control of the food. What? Cell cultured products. I want to know, how are they making this meat? What are they making it from? The $1 billion investment by the Biden administration towards beefing up the independent producers and processors of wholesome, nutrient-dense animal products. However, this executive order flies in the face that investments by proposed increasing a bunch of random words here. This makes no sense. The USCA opposes the provisions of the executive order calling for the advancement of food products using cell culture technology. I don't even know what that means. I have no idea. I just read a 2-page story about making test tube meat, and I don't even know what it means. I'm just as lost as you guys are. Of course, I guess this makes about as much sense as a Biden speech. I'm just railing about stuff. I have no idea what's happening. And that's what he does, because I watched it on TV. So I guess the cattlemen are concerned that you're making test tube meat, which I don't know. Just the same thing with, you know, your veganistic stuff and your veganistic stuff and your electric cars. I've been getting a lot of negative feedback on my electric car postings because I was posting funny memes about electric vehicles, and people that have electric vehicles were getting really mad. And I'm like, it's just funny, guys. Just laugh. Ha ha. It's a joke. Don't take it so serious. And I guess something with the meat. But the thing is, with meat, you're like, okay, we're going to make a grass-based meat, okay? Cows been making grass-based meat forever. So if you put a whole bunch of chemicals into something, it's like, hey, eat this. Don't try to tell me that it's healthier than real meat, because it can't be healthier if it's just a bunch of chemicals. You throw a bunch of stuff in a bucket, chemicals and throw it in there and then paint it to make it look like meat and like, oh, well, here you go. That can't be healthy. That can't be good for you. And I know that the Beyond Meat people are in a controversy right now with what they've been doing and promoting their stuff with allegedly false information on their claims of their meat. So I guess if you don't want to eat meat, that's fine. If you don't want to eat it, don't eat it. Just like the electric car. If electric car is not functional for you, don't drive it. If it works for you because you live in the city, then drive it all you want. And it's the same thing with the meat. You know, if you don't want to eat meat, that's fine. Don't eat it. Go eat something else. I've been eating a lot of celery with my horseradish sauce. That is so good. So celery and horseradish sauce. Oh, that's so good. It's a lot better than peanut butter. And I'm going to make a claim right now that it's healthier for you than eating it without. So Google that. All right, let's go to this. The benefits of early culling open breeding heifers. Let's see what they got to say about this. All these stories come from Beef Magazine. So if you don't get Beef Magazine, you can get the magazine in your mailbox once a month for free. $0. They'll send it to you. Benefits of early culling your heifers. Let's see. Early culling of open breeding heifers has several benefits. Your cow-calf operations, bottom line. Pregnancy can be diagnosed by palpation at 60 days and an ultrasound by as early as 30 days. Okay. This is in the story. I'm not stumbling here. So now is the time to take action and cull the open heifers. In addition to reducing your grazing pressure on drought-stressed pastures, there are several other long-term benefits. Typically, we should expect well-developed yearling heifers at 65% of their mature weight going into their first breeding season to conceive in a fairly short 45-60-day breeding season. The earliest time in a beef breeding female get her life bred to be well-developed yearling heifer because of the culling of the open heifers could lead to the easiest time in beef breeding females to get bred should be well-developed yearling heifers by this time. So if you got heifers that are open in the first season, they're telling you to cull them and go on with them, and you can breed them back and next year if they don't breed back, or you can just cull them and go on and pick up another set of heifers. But we've got a song for you guys to check out. New song out, check it out, and when you come back, we will talk to the artist of this song.
Honey, we belong on a beach.
Oh, man, I hope you enjoyed that tune. That is from Bree Bagwell. She is the 2020 Texas Female Artist of the Year. She's had 8 number one singles on Texas radio, nominated in the 2020 for Texas Female Artist of the Year again, and we're going to talk to her. So what is going on? What's happening over there?
I'm just sitting here. I don't know if you can see. I got my pup right here. She's there. She is. Yeah. So we're just we're signing records. I'm mailing out the records myself. So if people want them signed, so I've been doing that every day since it came out.
Sign them and put the paw print. Put a paw print on there.
I know. She needs a pink hat.
Where's her hat?
I know. She does have a cowboy hat, which is absurd. Actually, even more absurd than that, she has 2 cowboy hats.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I'm working on a sombrero, so.
Yes, sombrero. You need that pretty soon. We're coming on Cinco de Mayo, so we need that next year. So let's talk about this. What happened that you thought, you know what? I want to sing songs.
Man, that happened to be probably when I was 3 years old. I was up on stage with my cousin. She was singing in Nashville. She got me on stage, and I was singing Tennessee Waltz, and I was hooked. And I got off stage, and I was like, all right, that's it. So I've known since age 3.
So when you're not singing, when you're not out on the road, you're not singing, you're laid back at the house, what do you find yourself doing? You got any strange hobbies you got going on?
Strange hobbies? I like to be the most boring person ever when I get off the road, because it's I like to browse the grocery store. That sounds insane. That might be a strange hobby, because people are like, I hate doing that. It's like, I'm never home. So I like to do laundry and like go up and down the aisles of H-E-B and Target. Just take my time. Yeah, that's probably the strangest one. I really, really love to drink a lot of wine. Is that a strange hobby? That might not be.
That could be.
That might be a normal hobby.
That could be a hobby. That could be one. That could be. So as far as playing instruments, what all instruments do you play?
I play guitar. Piano was actually my first instrument. And then I realized that a guitar is much more portable. So I picked up a guitar not till I was in college, actually. So piano is my first love.
And you've got an album coming out. So tell us about that.
Yes, it's called Corazón y Cabeza, and it's actually out now. So it's 11 new songs, a full-length record, which is not really the popular thing to do now, but I don't care. So I've never been one to really do the popular thing, and so I released a full-length record. So please go listen to it. It's a cohesive piece of work. Oh, look at you.
Yep, it's good stuff. We've been checking it out. Where is a place that you played that was your favorite to play so far? Not a place you want to play, but a place you played, a stage. What's your favorite band so far?
Oh my gosh. Well, I just played Green Hall for the CD release show, and it was sold out, and it was just the most fun. So it really doesn't get any better than that, which is crazy because there's no air conditioning in there, and it's still just everyone's favorite venue. Like, yeah. We're all crazy, but we love it so much. It's just magical, you know. Something about it is just magic.
Now that's where you've played. Where's a place you haven't played you'd like to play?
Ooh, I'd love to play the Opry. That would be the dream. But really, I want to play somewhere that I can just count as a vacation, you know. Like, I want to play like the stage in Greece or Italy or Thailand, like any of those stages will do.
Right. A little work, a little vacation, that you can never go wrong with that.
That's right. I mean, before COVID, we had done France and Mexico, and so that's the goal, is to get back to doing things like that again.
Right. Start crossing the country and going places. That COVID killed everything. We were supposed to be in Italy when COVID hit, and that just killed everything.
Right. I know. Oh, man. I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to bring up sore subject there.
we missed it. So now, who have you collaborated with?
Oh, a bunch of really cool people. Kylie Fry was my most recent collaborator. We did a song, we did Girls Just Want to Have Fun, the Cyndi Lauper tune, and that hit number one in Texas, and that was pretty cool. We performed that at the awards show. I've also gotten to sing on a Brandon Ryder record. I've gotten to write songs with a bunch of cool people, so, but yeah, most recently Kylie Fry, and I have some cool collaborations coming up very soon, one with Paul Eason, and hopefully something in the works with something I can't talk about. Never mind.
Yep.
I take it back.
Okay. So speaking of those you have and the ones you can't speak of, who out there that's going down the road you're thinking, man, if I could collaborate with them, we could make magic?
Ooh. Well, I've always wanted to do a Willie duet, and I got to meet him and open for him and sing on stage with him, which was pretty magical. So, I mean, that would be the dream. Also, he loves to do collaboration. He's done, like, the most duets of anybody. So I would love to collaborate with him. That would be incredible.
Now, for those out there watching and, you know, some of the younger people, maybe the young girls that sing, any of the younger talents that are interested in music and things like that, what kind of advice would you give them that for those youth that are wanting to get into music?
I think it's just important to know that it's usually all about the long game. It's about perseverance and kind of sticking in there and just figuring it out. I mean, I feel like my whole life has really just been figuring things out, and it's not an easy life. It can be a very fun life, of course, but it is a really tough life. It's tough on your friendships, your relationships. Finding somebody who is okay with you being gone all the time has been, I mean, I finally did, but that's always hard. So, you know, it's really about perseverance and sticking it out. But it ain't easy.
It's rough. It's a rough life. It's a grueling life. People don't realize the amount of time and travel that, you know, that goes into being a musician.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then, like you said, when you're home, it's like when I'm home, I'm working, really. I'm writing songs. I'm on emails all day, calls all day, interviews all day. And so I'm not really ever off the road. You know, we're working pretty constantly. We have to schedule time off and, like, make ourselves not work for a little bit.
And when you are working, you're on the road a lot. So what are you throwing in on the road? What's your go-to road snacks that you're packing with you?
Well, I try to be more healthy on the road now than I used to be. It used to be whatever was free. And sometimes it still is, but I really like, you know, anything keto. So my family down in southern New Mexico farms pecans. So it's a lot of pecans, almonds, some beef jerky, and then the occasional, you know, pizza when I give in to the backstage.
Yeah.
Free pizza hang. I have to give in sometimes.
All right. So that's your road snacks. Now that you're back home, relaxing, you got the pup with you. What are you cooking? What are you eating? What are you eating at the house? When you get to the house, you're like, man, I'm going to make me something to eat. What are you cooking?
Well, tonight it's salmon and asparagus. So I'll still try to eat healthy off the road too. I have really been on this keto-ish thing lately. So meat and veggies it is. And we like to cook. We've really gotten to cooking more during COVID. We made some scallops for the first time. I've never cooked scallops. They came out great. I'm afraid to do it again, you know, because they were so good the first time.
Right.
And I also bought a Traeger during COVID.
Okay.
So I've been trying to grill a little.
Yeah.
Trying.
What are you throwing on that Traeger? What are you putting on there?
Well, whatever Traeger.com tells me. I haven't ventured much out into there. Chicken. We're venturing now. But if you have any good Traeger recipes, send them my way.
All right. We'll do that.
Branch out.
Yeah. And figure out what's out there, what's good, you know, to cook on that thing. So with your tour schedule and stuff you got coming up, for those that are out there and like, hey, where's she going to be? Where can I find the music? What's the best place to look you up?
BriBagwell.com, BriBagwell.com. It's got my merchandise. My vinyl pre-orders are up there right now. It's got all the tour dates, which we're going to be in a lot of places coming up. It's we're really, really moving. We're doing a cruise in October too, which should be really fun. And so I'm just excited. We're going to Midland tomorrow, and then I don't even remember where we are next week. That's how my brain's working.
It's busy. It's busy. There's a lot of stuff happening, but yeah, that's good. Right. I mean, it's good to be busy, right?
Oh yeah. I'm just glad. I mean, I stopped counting at over 100 canceled shows during COVID. So, you know, this is much more preferable to be out making money again and traveling and being in the band with the boys. I got a great band right now. And the Chihuahua goes on the road with me too. And it's very fun.
Does the Chihuahua sing?
Yeah, she does. She loves the microphone. It's actually funny because she always knows where to find me. She knows that I'm on the stage. And so last week we were in New Mexico playing with the Cumbia Kings, which was really cool for me because that's
Oh man.
Yeah. I'm just wow. Like a giant swing of fan. It was very cool.
Wow.
And I was up selling merch and my dog somehow escaped the green room and ran up on stage with the Cumbia Kings and was like, "Where's my mom?" I was like,
"Oh man."
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, those guys are great.
Oh, so good. It was an amazing show.
That had been a great show right there.
Crying the whole time was great.
Wow. All right, we'll let you get back to it. We know you got a lot of stuff going on. You're planning to, get back on the road. You got places to be, things to do, and songs to sing. So we will send the folks your way, and we appreciate you taking time out of your day to visit with us, and we'll see you down the road.
Of course. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Awesome.
That's Bree Bagwell. Check her out. She sung with the Cumbia Kings. Man, where can we find that? Where can we find that show? That had to be some good stuff right there. Oh, man. Yeah, check her out. She's got a lot of stuff out there on the interwebs, on the different streaming music platforms. So check that out. Right quick, before I get into the odd news, I'm going to dive off into what you're watching on Netflix. Right now I'm watching Dahmer, which has been very interesting. I'm probably 3 or 4 episodes into Dahmer, which it's one of those things where you know the story, but do you know the story? So that's what I'm watching right now on Dahmer. And what I recently watched, one of the good things, or not good for the people that happened to, but I mean interesting things, was The Sins of the Mother, and that's the Lori Vallow story. She was known to her friends and family as a devoted mother of 3, a wife, and a woman of the Jesus. And as you watch the show, she gets deeper into the Jesus. But over the past, 3 years, something happened. Now she's in jail. Now she's going on trial. There's conspiracy to commit murder, first-degree murder, with her 4th husband, 5th husband. Where's your kids at? I mean, it's so crazy. The backstory is insane. And I knew a little bit about it. I watched the 60 Minutes or the 20 episodes about the story and seen on the news over the couple of years, where's the kids? What's happening? But until you dive into that show and what she's doing, what she's done, and the podcast she's on, and just check out this trailer. And when we come back, I'll talk a bit more about it.
How are you, Bubba?
I'm not good, Mom.
Are you so sorry?
Are you sorry for me, or are you sorry for my siblings?
I would have never thought you would have ever done something like this.
What is it that you think that I've done?
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
We did have a wonderful family before this happened.
Oh, hello.
My mom has spent her whole life protecting us kids.
Being a good mom is very important to me and a good wife.
Honestly, Lori and Charles looked like they had the ideal marriage, but her beliefs had become a lot more extreme.
After she met Chad Daybell, she changed.
Who the hell is Chad Daybell?
We can prepare ourselves to survive through these trials.
Chad Daybell believes
there will be an apocalypse, the people that are righteous survive, and that he can distinguish evil spirits from good spirits.
I fought in this war for millennia.
Two detectives come and knock on the door. Is Tylee or JJ here? I was like, Tylee, my sister? I call my mom, and her phone's dead.
Charles wrote, she calls her own daughter a dark spirit. My throat fell in my stomach.
If you are very dark, your spirit has left your body, you're a zombie now. And the only way to free your spirit is to kill the body.
I had this feeling in my spirit.
So what's going on tonight?
I can't get in touch with my kids.
Something felt wrong.
This case quickly became a national story.
Where are your kids?
Lori, please let us know that JJ's okay. Please just let us know. We need to see him.
Is JJ safe?
He is safe and happy.
911, what's the emergency there?
My mom was just playing every card on everybody.
I'm sorry that you don't really fully understand the situation.
Being all those things together is not easy, so I'm basically a ticking time bomb.
Belief really will take you to a different place.
What? What happened? Choking on water. Does that happen or not? All right. It wasn't me. The other guy, he looked like me. We're just checking out. We got the people on the internet. People on the internet, they want to see what's happening here. So that's what we're doing. They saw you. All right. So that show is insane because I knew that she was involved in the LDS church and she was into, you know, some church stuff, but I didn't realize until watching that show, which if you haven't watched it by now, spoiler alert, you're about to get spoiled. It's been out for a while. If you haven't seen it yet, it's your fault. So she thinks that she's chosen by the Jesus, and she's going to be the next queen of the Jesus, and the new guy that she's married to is going to be the next Jesus. And he tells her how he talks to Jesus all the time. They have conversations. And so that's the extreme amount that's going on here, which a lot of people around the world today, so they talk to Jesus every day. So, you know, that happens. So she thinks she's in the next line, that the world is about to end, the second coming is going to happen, and she's in line to take over. And her new husband, which had a podcast, which I'm trying to find it, which I hadn't looked very hard just today, but I didn't see it. And I want to find the podcast. He had a podcast out, and what they did was they viewed people on a scale. If you're a light person or a dark person, not skin color, but light people were good, dark was evil. So they judged you on a scale. The light, if you were lighter, you had 1 through 5 light, 1 through 5 dark. And what happened was the kids, her kids that were in the way of their new life, taking over the religion, were kind of in the way. So her new husband marked them as 4.2 or 4.5 dark. So they were dark-sided, so they had to go. That's what happened to the kids. And so all the people that they knew and within the family, they made out whether they were light people or dark people. Once you made it to the dark person and you were qualified as dark in his eyes, because he claimed he was talking to Jesus every day, then you were gone. And so all the people that were dark were gone. So her fourth husband, whichever one they killed, her brother killed, which her brother was into this stuff too. And so he was helping her and he killed one of the husbands, but then he ended up dying before anything could happen to him because he's the one who killed the two kids. So it was her brother that killed off the two kids that were missing, buried them in the backyard of her current husband while they were in Hawaii. So that is the craziest stuff I've seen on TV in a while, except for Dahmer. I'm watching Dahmer right now, which I mentioned earlier, and that itself is pretty crazy too. We got more stuff. Have we heard from the book guy yet? Have they not responded? Okay. so, we may talk about that book. We may not. Or I may just talk about the book anyway, and then you can go find it on the internet. All right, let's do the PRCA. PRCA's got some stuff going on, the Mic'd Up series, where they're micing up different athletes at events. And so they mic'd up Stetson Wright up in Washington and put a mic on him through the event. And it just kind of behind the scenes thing, what happens, you know, at the rodeo, for those that are not familiar with competing and being at the rodeo, it's kind of a little behind the scenes thing where he's mic'd up at the bull riding. So check this out, and then we'll come back and talk about some odd stuff.
Talk to dad.
I don't dare call dad. I call mom. Ryder Benson for a
Huh?
Stewart's winning.
Stewart?
Yeah.
What did he have?
Pelican.
Did he miss him out?
Mom.
Who?
Mom.
His mother. 45 winners. Everybody in
one score, okay?
Great job tonight, ladies.
No pressure, though.
Old Tannery taking care of us.
Get ready for the smack.
Is this the one that jumped out ready? What was that? Oh. He's a bucking bastard. Well, he'll fuck up either way. I was hoping he'd move.
But Trey Holston, you know he's going to be feeling great right now.
I'll worry about it.
He's had the best year of his life career
job.
Ever. He's ranked number 10. He's going to make
it. Neither did I. I'm like, where are you headed?
Las Vegas. If you trip on call, Trey, give us a little dance.
I stayed on.
Look like you. 84 and a half.
I think that bummed me out. Oh, well. Mic'd up.
All right. Yeah, he's mic'd up. Yeah, we're mic'd up. Don't say anything bad. We're mic'd up. But yeah, check those out. The PRCA is doing a little bit more stuff. They're getting a little bit more social with their social media stuff and trying to attract new viewers and more stuff. So check that out. Don't forget, every December in Las Vegas, the National Finals Rodeo happens. So check that out. Speaking of checking out stuff, we got some monkeys in England. We got a monkey on the loose. Maybe it was trying to go watch the funeral for the queen. I don't know. Officials at a zoo in England said one gibbon, I guess that's a type of monkey, one gibbon was captured and another remains on the loose after the two primates escaped from their enclosure. The Panican? Pangan? Pang Tong? I don't know what that even means. Zoo, which reopened on Wednesday after being closed for 2 weeks due to an avian flu outbreak. It was evacuated in the afternoon when the two gibbons escaped from their enclosure. A zoo representative said one of the gibbons was safely recaptured shortly after the escape, but the second primate remained on the loose. Hours later, gibbons do not typically pose a danger to humans, but can become aggressive when they feel threatened. Which, who doesn't come aggressive when they feel threatened? Isn't that like everyone, every animal? Although, I'm pretty sure when they do catch that monkey, they probably shouldn't, but they might spank it. I don't know. We'll see. Speaking of on the run, deputies chase a calf on a Louisiana highway. Speaking of Louisiana highway, I will be in New Orleans in November. Checking out stuff in NOLA. Deputies chase a calf on a highway. Police and sheriff deputies in Louisiana participated in an impromptu rodeo when a loose calf was found running loose on the highway. The St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office said, on the interweb net, the deputies and officers from the Covington Police Department responded to the highway 190 on Wednesday when a young cow was spotted on the roadway. The deputy said a woman had been transporting the calf in a makeshift trailer on the road near the highway when the trailer gate came open, allowing the bovine to escape. Which, if you've ever been to a sale barn, I'm sure in Louisiana, the same as in Texas, you see a lot of strange contraptions coming out of there, whether bringing calves in, taking calves out. You see some strange contraptions, and depending on the contraption that is there, you can tell the experience of the person with bovine. The calf ran through traffic on the highway before darting into the nearby woods, where it was able to elude the deputies. Apparently, our deputies are good at catching bad guys, but not so good at catching baby cows. Well, I have to call somebody, pick them cows up. What else? We got more loose cows. We got more loose cows in Long Island. Did you know there were cows in Long Island? I did not know. I knew there was a Long Island Lolita. Is that a thing? Long Island Lolita? Is that something?
Never heard of it, but I do know there's a Long Island iced tea.
There is that, but when I do go to a place that offers that, I always say a Texas tea.
Do they even know what you're talking about when you say that?
Half the time they're confused, but I'm like, well, I'm in Texas, and they're like, oh, ding, it's the same thing. But yeah, I always throw that at the weary bartender. So animal rescuers are tracking a lost cow in Long Island. They made a poster for this cow. They made a wanted flyer poster for this cow. The Animal Safety Organization in New York said personnel are trying to locate a 750-pound cow that escaped from a farm. It's been on the loose for more than 3 weeks. I hate to tell you, if it's 750 pounds, that's not a cow, it's probably a heifer. The Strong Island Animal Safety League said the cow they call Vienna, which is not even a pig, so why would you do that? Because not Vienna sausage, right? Escaped from Jerry's farm on Wading River Road in Manorville and has been on the loose ever since, despite numerous sightings. A group shared a video on the internet the other day showing the most recent sighting of Bianna at Pine Hills Golf and Country Club last week. So they're out there playing golf, and this cow just wandered across the green. I watched the video, but I didn't bring it to you guys because of like a 4-second clip of a cow walking across a golf course. And you watch this show enough, you've seen plenty of cows walking. So they said they hope they can locate where she is. And we're asking for everyone to please stay back and let the professionals do what they got to do. Safety people said a new home is being prepared for the cow at Skylands Animal Sanctuary, New Jersey. How do you know this cow wants to go to a sanctuary? Is that like a cow rehab? Is that a rehab for cows? So, I don't even know what that even means. What's a cow sanctuary? It's not even a cow, it's a heifer. I saw the video. It's not a cow, guys. But you are in New Jersey, so it makes sense you don't know what you're talking about. Have you ever said, just make me a sandwich? I see that on TikTok a lot. Like, just make me a sandwich. And so that's what happened here. Matter of the fact, it was right down the road in Arlington at Texas Live. Volunteered with a Texas charity, broke a Guinness World Record when they assembled 10,852 sandwiches and placed them into a line. So a line of sandwiches. They're actually bologna sandwiches because I watched the video. Tango Charities broke the Guinness World Record for the longest line of sandwiches when volunteers gathered at Texas Live, a venue in Arlington, made 10,852 sandwiches. And so I just said that. Why are they repeating themselves? The previous record was 8,000 sandwiches, which was set in South Africa in 2018. So what was going on in 2018 in South Africa? We're like, you know what? Let's see how many sandwiches we can make in a line. Or was there a disaster? Maybe there was a disaster. Maybe it was a national disaster or something happened. I don't know. It's 2018. I've slept since then. So them sandwiches they made in South Africa. I want to know this, which it doesn't tell me the details. The sandwiches they made here down the road were bologna sandwiches because I saw the video. So in South Africa, what did they put on those sandwiches? I'd like to know. The Tango Charities official said the sandwiches made an attempt would be distributed to partner charities in the area. So they're giving away those sandwiches in the area to everyone else. I do have a good story about this book called Branded. I would tell you about it, but since I have not heard from Mr. John Amore, we'll get him on the next one because this is one heck of a story. And I got to have him talk about it because this story is so insane. I wouldn't do it justice talking about it, so I'm not going to do it. I'm going to wait till he's available. That's how that probably happened. So he's probably on to the next one. That's what Jordan's doing. She's on to the next one. Speaking of on to the next one, the day work challenge. The day work challenge, that would be a fun thing for the interns to come compete at. So let them know the day work challenge in Roy City. Those guys have got to come out and compete. Bring Jordan, bring Dale, bring the guys. Y'all come out, have a good time because the day work challenge, look it on Facebook, day work challenge, Roy City, once a month, November 19th is the next event. It's fun. It's fun. It's a good time. Y'all would enjoy it. Y'all would enjoy it. Everybody like it. I don't know. It simulates working cows, but it's more relaxed. You win money, you win prizes, fun had by all. So check that out. The Day Work Challenge. Go to Pepper Stewart Show on Facebook. Look around. There's a lot of stuff happening there. A lot of events, a lot of contests, ticket giveaways. Everything is going on there. Look at it. That's Pepper Stewart Show on Facebook. Then go to pepperstewart.com. Look around there. See what's happening. And while you're there, buy a t-shirt.